From gutters to the landscape, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel and everything in between, it's time for the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's the owner of Carmel Builders, Lewis Wire. Lewis, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike.
It's good to see you.
Happy spring.
Man, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here in the studio and not out fishing. I see the guys leaving from Smokies, and I'm like, it's opening day today. I should be out there casting lures.
Well, we're done at 9, so, but most guys are done by then, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got a honey-do list that's pretty long.
Do you really?
Yeah. I've been gone for a couple of weeks,
so
now I got a bunch of stuff I have to get done. So,
hey, I'm excited. Last time you were in, we had the guys from Current Electric, and I got to tell a quick story before we get to them. Last time you were in, I was telling a story about a frustration in my house with my wife, and that was anytime we had the light on in the living room, the outdoor light was on. And I've done a lot of things that drive her nuts that she just kind of rolls with. But that thing used to drive her crazy. We couldn't have the living room light on without the outdoor light being on. And we'd go out there and unscrew the light bulb because it drove her nuts.
That's a good homeowner fix right there.
It is. Right. But when it comes to electrical, you have to call the experts. And I've worked with Current in the past, and they're my favorite. Plus, they're right down the block on Burleigh. I certainly, they're Nary members. It's perfect. So we talked about it. And a couple days after we had them in, they called and said, hey, do you want us to just come and fix that? And I said, yeah. They came in, and I'm telling you, it was a three-minute. They undid it. They messed with a couple wires, and they said, whoever put this on just did it backwards. No big deal. Bing, bing, bing. That small thing it's just like made my life so much easier. It's just like, hey, honey, look, we can have the outdoor light on. We don't have to have the light on in the living room. So
you should have just done it, though, and not told her that you brought Current in to do it so that you looked really good. Say, hey, I was able to figure this out.
We have been going out since the day after
she
graduated from high school. Yes.
She knows better.
For first thing she would have said was, you had Current Electric come, didn't you? Yes, I did. So, hey, I'm excited about today's show. We get a chance to talk with Chuck Smith. He's the president of Current Electric, and Kevin Hansen. He's an electrician and the generator manager. And you and I both know we have to talk some generators today. The last time Chuck was in, I was so fascinated with solar, and he is the guy. Everybody's got to have a guy. He's the guy when it comes to solar.
It's a sunny day, Mike. I think we should talk about solar.
We can, but we're going to talk generators. And in fact, we're just going to open up Kevin Hansen's mic, and the three of us are going to walk out for a while so he can talk.
Oh, God.
No, we're not doing that, Kevin.
I'm glad we could save your marriage, though.
Yeah, you
energizing and illuminating lives and saving marriages. And
if you want to use that tagline, Chuck, you go ahead, but you better byline me or pay me some commission or something. No, you just saved that frustration. And thank you for the people at Current Electric for doing that. I really appreciate that. Hey, before we get to Current Electric, a lot going on. This is a huge month for Nary.
Oh, yeah. Really busy. We got a lot of stuff going on. Later on this month, the big thing that we've got happening, which is every May, we do the tour of remodeled homes, which takes place, I should have those dates.
Yeah, you better get
May 19th and 20th. Yeah.
You know, Lewis, if you don't get those dates right, because you were messing with me all day yesterday.
Everything is stacked up right on top of each other. So May 19th and 20th is the tour of remodeled homes. But the big thing that we've got going on that I think is really exciting is our partnership with Nary Milwaukee.
Right.
We've changed our name officially, which I think is great because we really want to put Nary at the forefront, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, and let people know that we are the largest chapter of that industry.
In the country.
Of that organization. And it's a great group. So Nary Milwaukee is partnered up with Aurora Cancer Care. And so we're doing this pretty big soiree. It's on Pewaukee Lake. It's a fully remodeled home by one of our great members, Bartelt. If you know Rick and the people over there, Bartelt, great company, great people. They have this fantastic project, and we're touring it.
Can I just tell you before, and we're going to talk about the tour, every single time, and I don't know these guys, every single time I talk about them, people say, great company, great guys, love giving back to the community. Understand that part of their responsibility as a company, and that's why they're getting involved in this. And I like that, and it's very consistent. So I appreciate that company.
Well, I think that's what we do. I think you're going to find that a lot in our chapter with the companies like Bartell, like ourselves. You know, the
right.
long-term companies, we really get that it's not just about me. It's not just about our bottom line. It's about being good stewards for the industry, for the community. That's a big part of what we're about. We're about service. We're about the community. And the partnership with Aurora is a big part of it. So we got that kickoff on that Friday night, which is the soiree.
Yep.
It's a big deal. It's really cool. And then Saturday and Sunday, the tour of remodeled homes, which you can go to near Milwaukee and purchase tickets. And are we giving away tickets today?
I don't know.
I was told we are.
Oh, good. Then
we
will.
But let me tell you something. We're giving away tickets to the tour today for people who call in. How's
I will talk to Jeff about opening some phone lines and taking some names. And what we'll do is have...
I'll take the heat for it if we're not supposed to give away tickets. I'm saying we're giving away tickets. How's that?
Man, you're in charge. Go to MilwaukeeNary.org or give them a call. 414-771-4071. That soiree, and my wife and I were there last year with J&J Contractors, and the food was incredible. So Michelle Brown, in really smart, she's a smart gal, she sent the menu. And when you start looking down this menu from the boys that were doing the show before us would love this menu. There's a Hunter's Feast station with elk meatballs, with bison pot stickers, with bacon-wrapped pheasant thigh. Man, some pretty good ideas. And you go to the seafood display, and my favorite was page two when you had this dessert display. So if you look at that thing.
I'm not going to look at it because she sent it yesterday at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Know, I'm trying to get out of the office, and I'm so hungry. And I'm like, geez, Michelle, come on.
It was awesome. That event, again, May 18th, and we're raising money for Aurora Cancer Care. Last year, we the first year that we did this, and we raised over just a little bit over $10,000 for cancer research. Our goal this year is to double that. So we're going to try to do that if we can, and the money stays here. Aurora Cancer Care is a great partner for us in this. The cool part, you get to go see this house on Pewaukee Lake, 5,200 square feet. There's going to be great food, good entertainment, wine, cocktails, some soda, stuff like that. Come out, raise some money for Aurora Cancer Care. And look, when you drive past Pewaukee Lake, I know people are always like, man, I wish I could. Wonder what that house looks like. I'd love to go in that house. Well, you know what? Join us. Join us on the 18th. Go to MilwaukeeNary.org. Not only get to see this house, go through the house, have great food, get a chance to meet a lot of really good people with Nary Milwaukee. But raise money for a good cause. And then the tour of remodel homes the 19th and the 20th.
Yeah, and that's where you get to see even more homes. I mean, it's a really great opportunity. We got some beautiful homes on the tour. Great place to get ideas. Great place to see what's out there. It's really a cool event.
Yeah, bring a notebook.
Or your phone.
Right. I'm old school. Bring a notebook because there's needs and wants.
Yeah.
And you're going to go through and say, boy, we need that. And then your wife's going to say, but I want that, that, and that. And so you're going to have to take notes. Trust me, I've done this.
That's a good segue to needs and wants because I've got some clients who want a generator.
Right.
And I've got some clients who need a generator.
And you know what? What's cool about that? I've got a couple friends that are talking solar. So yep. A perfect day for us because we get a chance to talk with the guys from Current Electric. For all the things going on, May 17th, 18th, 19th, May 17th, we've got the
17th, we've got a great event. So if anyone's out there listening and you're considering joining Nary, you're a contractor, you're in any way involved with the remodeling industry, you don't need to be a contractor, you don't need to be a carpenter. Obviously, we've got Current here, they're electricians. We've got plumbers, we've got HVAC, we've got roofers, we've got radio stations.
Right. We are a member.
If you are in any way associated with it, you can become a member. And we've got a great event on the 17th. It's in the evening at our offices. And it's just a get-to-know Nary Milwaukee. It's a way that you can discover kind of what we do. It's a social event. It's a kind of a soft way for you to get involved and just meet people. I'll be there. We'll have a couple other with the executive members there.
Hey, really quick, before we get to Current Electric, I've got two companies coming to that. And neither one, but both asked me the same question. Look, we're really small. We're smaller companies.
It doesn't matter.
I think that's as Chuck Smith said, it's even better.
It is. It's we're very much an inclusive organization. We want people who care. Really, it's all that matters. That's the only thing that really matters. You care about it. You want to be better at it. You want to get to work with other professionals. So we've got companies that are one member strong, and we've got companies that are hundreds of employees strong.
Well, yeah. I remember when I started Current Electric, I was a one-man shop, and you know now we have over 90 employees. But you need that vision, and it's a great place to see that vision is to see other people, how they're making their companies rock and roll at NARI. It's wonderful.
Yeah, you get to see kind of, you know, where does growth take me, and you can decide whether or not you want to be. Do you want to be the company with 90 employees? That sounds like about 89 more employees than I could deal with. But,
yeah. Before we get to generators, and I swear we're going to, did you really start with one and now you're to 90?
It was me. Man. Me in a truck, Chuck in a truck.
And that, you know what, that's what a success story that is.
That's really wow. The story of most of our company. I mean, that was our company. It was my father. It was my dad in a pickup truck and got his first job cleaning out gutters. And so his first role was finding a ladder. You know, I mean, you start with that and you go, that's the reality of this industry, which is really exciting, is that there's a lot of people who really did build it up themselves.
And that was 35 years ago this year, so we're going to have a party.
Did you think, Chuck, back then, did you have any idea, and you know, as a guy that started his own company, you start thinking 5 years, 10 years, or, you know, in the beginning, it's can I get through tomorrow? But then you start having success, you hire a couple people, 5-year, 10-year plan. Did you ever get to a point in your mind where you said, look, I want to have 90 employees?
No.
Never.
No, it just kept growing. People liked us, kept calling, and we kept shopping, finding really great talent out there. So that was that's the constraint, is finding great talent for our team. So
I told when Kevin showed up, I told him the first time that I used Current Electric, and it was a great experience because they came in, we had an idea what can lights were going to cost. We thought we'd have to wait a couple of weeks. They came in, quoted us a price. We're going to get three quotes. Didn't need to because he was right spot where we thought we should be. And said, when can we get it done? He said, how about right now? Walked out to the guy. I said, are you kidding? Nope. Walked out, had can lighting in 3 and 3.5 hours. And his price was under what he quoted because he said, hey, we made a couple adjustments. This is better for you, and here's why. And we don't have to charge you what we thought we're going to.
Lighting is great, Mike. Solar is great. But if we don't talk about generators, I'm going to get yelled at.
No.
So, Kevin, what's the difference between wants and needs for generators?
Hold on. Hey, Chuck Smith, you're the president of your company. You come into my house right now. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break. I'm not kidding. We are going to open up the microphone and let Kevin Hansen, who has not talked to, but he will. He's an electrician, and he's a generator manager at Current Electric. We got a bunch of questions for him on the other side of the break. And then we're going to ask Jeff to open up the phone lines, and we're going to be able to give away a couple of 4-packs to the Tour of Remodel Homes. Michelle Bronson, if you want to buy some tickets for the soiree and give them away, that's up to you. But that's through Carmel Builders.
The soiree is a little bit of a different deal. So those are on your own.
Go to MilwaukeeNARI.org for all the information. Michelle Brown, she's so kind, giving away tickets that you're paying for. That, well done, Michelle. This is the Milwaukee NARI Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Milwaukee NARI Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, we're giving away tickets for the Tour of Remodel Homes. We're going to be able to do 3-4 packs today. So if you have interest in Milwaukee NARI Tour of Remodel Homes, give us a call at 414-799-1250. 799-1250. Jeff Orlowski is our producer today. He'll pick up the phone. He'll get your name. Give it to me. I'll send it over to Michelle Brown, and we'll get you your tickets. So give us a call at 414-799-1250. Hey, Lewis, during the break, and we're going to talk generators here for a bit, you had said that there's a lot of clients that you have that are asking about generators.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of people who are asking about it. A lot of our projects, Mike, are larger scale, whole house remodels, additions, bigger scale projects. People are looking to make this house their forever home.
Right.
And so people ask me a lot. They say, well, should we put a generator on here? And that's when I start to get to maybe outside of my expert level of what I can say. Should you? I don't know. Could you? Absolutely. And that's where you need to find someone who can come in and give you good advice on what type of generator. Everybody could use a generator in Wisconsin. I was just reading yesterday that they're saying that we might have big storms again. We're due for these big tornadoes. Everyone could use one, but who needs it?
So next time they ask, let me tell you what to do. You tell them to give Kevin Hansen a call.
Well, I do. I actually do.
Kern Electric.
You got to partner up with a great partner who understands the pros and cons, what you can and can't do, how much you need.
They were voted number one best electrician, Shepherd Express, 2017. Kevin, hey, it's good to see you.
Good morning.
Not bad for a custer boy. Yeah you did good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about generators. And when somebody calls in to Kern Electric and says, look, I have a smaller home, but we're looking for, if we need a generator and to walk me through the process, do you get that call quite a bit?
Oh, yeah, every time. You know, customers call in and they just want a generator. So we come out and do an assessment on the house. Basically meet with the customer and go over their needs. You know, we can do either like a whole house situation where we're doing the entire home or specific circuits. You know, if you have flooding's an issue in your area, you know, we can focus on just that to shave on costs and things.
Yeah.
But everybody can see the benefit from a generator at some point in their life.
So do you guys install and service generators?
Absolutely. Yeah, full service install. We take care of the gas piping. All the permitting needs and the install and service of the unit after the fact.
See, I didn't know, and I'm sure you guys didn't, but I didn't know you need a permit for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, electrical permit, sometimes building permit, depending on your municipality.
What kind of generators do you guys work with?
We service Generac and Briggs & Stratton.
Okay.
A full line of residential and light commercial product.
And when you go out to talk to somebody, depending on the size of the home, is the size of the generator, or depending on what they're trying to focus on?
It depends on what we're actually physically connecting to the generator. You know, that's part of the assessment process as we come in and look at each house and say, okay, you know, you have electric cooking and electric hot water, so that obviously, you know, has to get added in to figure out what size generator we need to cover your needs.
And where is the generator normally placed in at the home?
At the home, it will be outside the home. They are permanently installed, so they have to, you know, be certain distance away from windows and things to prevent issues in the future. But yeah, they go outside, and then we install a transfer switch system on the inside of the home.
So when the lights go out in your home, does the generator automatically kick in?
Absolutely. Yep, they're fully automatic. They monitor your power 24/7. Nothing you have to do as the homeowner. You just simply sit back and let it do its thing.
What's interesting to me is so many people have so many important things on their computer now, especially mm-hmm. if they work from home.
Sure.
And if you lose power for a while and you lose a lot of stuff that's on the computer, there are some people out there that would really be in a bad way.
Oh yeah.
So the generator then kicks in immediately.
There is a small delay. Basically, the system does have a built-in delay just in case it's like one of the small little brownout, you know, flicker of the lights. So you do about 30 seconds of no power, but it goes by pretty quick when you get power back on.
We are talking with Kern Electric, and we're talking with Kevin Hansen right now. He's joined by Chuck Smith, who's the president of Kern Electric. When people think of generators, you think of the ones that you go into.
I got to bring that up because there's people that'll run to the store and they'll buy a generator and they say they're going to, you know, get the extension cords out and plug stuff in. Well, how do you plug in your furnace? How do you plug in things that really matter? And the other thing is how do you go on vacation? How do you go down to Florida in the wintertime and make sure that your house is going to stay warm and keep running, or your sump pump's going to keep on?
Yeah, the big issues are when you're not home. You know, if you're power goes out and you've got a freezer full of food,
right,
what are you going to do there? You know, and not just cost wise but just even the cost of it is one thing, but the other part of it is what do you do with just dealing with cleaning out that freezer?
For the people that are listening, including me, a little bit confusing to the generators that you see, you know, when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or one of the big box stores that are sitting there for, well, you know, $599 or whatever that is, big difference compared to what that they do and what your generators will do?
Yep, yep. They both obviously make power, you know, so that's key. But the automatic standbys are just permanently installed and monitor everything 24/7, are fully automatic.
One of the problems, Mike, is gasoline doesn't last. And these run on natural gas, or we can even put them on diesel or propane. But gasoline just doesn't last. So keeping that standby generator that you're going to wheel out, plug in, and put on your house is just it's not going to add value to your home, for one thing.
Right.
And it's really not going to give you the assurance and peace of mind of something that's going to start automatically and be there whenever you need it.
So the generators that we're talking about today, what do those run on?
They run on either LP or natural gas,
okay,
depending on what's at your house currently. They do have some diesel product for like the light commercial line.
And so do you have to, with the generators, do you have to keep an eye on what? So we don't put gas in these?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Nope. No need to worry about the fuel. It's right. Already installed and ready to go, just like your furnaces. You just turn the switch on and it's ready to go.
So these are really basic questions, right?
Sure.
But these are the ones that the ones that I have, because I, you know, as my wife has asked us to get a generator for years, and I keep thinking she's talking about, you know, the one that you wheel in and wheel out and have to put gas in. And the concern was, if we don't use it for 6 months, do we have to then drain the tank and try to get fresh gas in there?
Yeah. The other thing is like any mechanical device, these things need to be, or vehicle or motor, they need to be started every so often and make sure they run. These generators automatically exercise. They start up and they make sure they're working fine, and they even report to you if they're not.
Hey, let's get to a quick break. Other side of the break, and I promise we're getting solar, Chuck. But now I'm really...
It's a sunny
now
day.
Now I'm pretty interested in generators, because I did a lot of research, as you know, because I asked a bunch of questions.
I love it.
But I've got a bunch more. Okay. He is Kevin Hansen. He is electrician and generator manager at Current Electric. Go to their Facebook page at Current Electric. You can go to their website, Current Electric CO, currentelectriccompany.com. They're on 126th and Burley, right by Murph's, by the way. If you want to stop, grab an ice cream, and then head over to Current Electric, grab a couple so the people there can have one as well. Phone number is 262-786-5885. 786-5885, open 24 hours. They call at 2 in the morning. Chuck, do you answer that phone?
No, that would not be me, but I'm readily available. We got people ready to go.
He is Chuck Smith. He's the president. If you need him at 2 in the morning, if you got a solar problem, he might be available. That's for sure. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your question at 414-799-1250.
Oh, welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show. Again, we're giving tickets away for the tour of remodel homes. If you want to join us, what are we, 19th and 20th? My goodness, I have a hard time with these dates, Lewis. May 19th and 20th. You can give us a call. We've got two of the four packs given. We've got one more four pack that Jeff Orlowski can give away. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. MilwaukeeNary.org for more information. Before we get to generators, we're talking about that dessert menu again. We got to thank Saz's.
Yeah, we absolutely do. Saz's is catering the soiree event, and something that people should be aware of, and thank you to Saz's. They are donating a portion of all proceeds this month to Aurora Cancer Care. So that's just fantastic, and we really appreciate that from Saz's. So support them. Get over there. Always good food before a Brewer game.
Yeah, there you go. It's perfect. Hey, our special guest, Chuck Smith, he's the president of Current Electric, and Kevin Hansen, electrician and generator manager. We were talking about the cost of generators, Lewis, during the break, and you said, boy, 5 years ago the prices were tough.
Yeah, I mean, I look back, I remember the first generator we put in, and gosh, it's got to be 15 years ago now. And I got to say, and I don't remember, but I'll bet you it was 15 grand, and I think we put in six circuits. You know, we covered the garage, the furnace, the freezer, maybe a couple general lighting circuits, and it was a big deal. These people had the money to do it. But nowadays, from what I'm seeing, and Kevin, you can answer this better, you can get an awful lot for a lot less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things have come down quite a bit. It all depends on what we're doing for you, but, you know, they run anywhere from about $6,000 upward to $13,000, and that's from your very basic select circuit system up to a whole house. It all really depends on what your house is going to need, and that's why we do free assessments. You know, we come out and take a look and actually design a thing right in your house for you.
You know, I got a great example of why people need generators. My cousin and his wife really like meat.
Okay.
They're both hunters, but they also go out and they'll buy like really prime quality beef and pork, whatever. They have this freezer in their basement, which we call the meat locker.
Okay.
But I'll bet you, and I'm not exaggerating, that thing had $3,000 worth of meat in it. And they went on vacation, Colorado last year. Power went out in the home.
Oh, no.
They lost the whole thing. So if Kevin's selling us at $6,000 to just kind of get in there, that's halfway there.
You're halfway there.
Plus, right. Not getting into just how disgusting it had to have been to clean that thing out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And to have, so that's just one reason. You must see, Kevin, a ton of reasons other than, and that's a great reason, but a ton of reasons why people should look at generators. When somebody calls and says, hey, I'm just interested in this, why are some of the reasons I would need a generator? What do you tell them?
Sure. If you're in a flood prone area, you know, if your basement gets a lot of water, you got to keep that sump pump running.
Right.
This is Wisconsin, so in the wintertime, if your furnace stops working for a few days, you run the risk of, you know, bursting pipes, freezing inside the home. So we're going to keep that going. Summertime, you know, if you want air conditioning, sometimes it's for health reasons.
Sure.
If you have like a little breathing machine or something to help you sleep for like sleep apnea,
yeah.
You want to make sure that keeps going. So there's tons and tons of different reasons why someone would possibly need one.
I got to just say, one of the most distraught times I've ever seen my mother is when our basement flooded, and it was before we had a generator. She was just down on her knees crying.
And
it was a mess because the rec room is gone. You know that all the it's just the expense. The
three of them, with three times by us,
really?
And they finally fixed the sewer system outside of our house, but three times.
But keeping that sump pump running is a biggie in Wisconsin.
Weird. Yeah. The first time was the worst because we didn't have insurance for it.
We've also kept people alive with oxygen, keeping their oxygen machines running.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, there are a lot of people that are. Have asked me because we've talked a little bit about it because this is something my wife has talked to me about for a couple of years, and I kept thinking, well, we'll save some money and go buy one of these, but this is not what she was talking about. Her and I need to communicate sometimes a little bit better.
Maybe I'll come over.
Yeah, you can. You know
what? Take a look at it for you.
You may come over and give us a bit.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be outstanding. How long? What's the life of a generator before needing to replace it?
Typically, it depends on how it's maintained. You know, you do want to maintain them every year or so. Make sure we come out and do a full system check on it. But we've got customers that have units that are 20-plus years old, you know.
These are well-built machines. And plug just to make sure that people know, both Generac, Briggs & Stratton, Wisconsin-based companies.
Right,
absolutely.
You know, these are good, well-built pieces of machinery. They do last a long time, just like anything else. Maintain it properly. Make sure you get someone like Current out there. You know, they're looking at it.
If they're going to install it, they need to maintain it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think that's important. When you have one installed, how long does that take? Is there a norm on that?
Yeah, typically we can have a select circuit system installed within a day. If it's a whole house, sometimes it runs over into two, but it's a fairly quick process. We've got a full team trained and certified to install them, so we know what we're doing.
Really quickly, the process then is to give you guys a call at Current Electric. Again, that phone number is 262-786-5885. Go on their website, currentelectricco.com. So it's currentelectriccompany.com. What's the process, and if they were to call you on Monday, when would you go out and see them?
As soon as our schedule opens up, it's usually just a few days. I'll come out, meet them, go through the whole assessment process. By the time I walk out of the house, they're going to know exactly what, you know, bids they're going to get. They're going to get an upfront price from us, you know, total cost of what it's going to be to install that generator for them. And as little as a couple of weeks later, they could have the system up and running.
And then once it's up and running, you'll be there to install and to answer any questions they have.
Absolutely.
The fear for guys like us is you're going to come install it, and then I'm like, okay, now what? Now how do I run this thing? But you're going to walk us through the process.
We do a full system walkthrough, everything you need to know as the homeowner, how to handle it, and we're always available to answer any questions you have. We've been here for 35 years, and we plan on being here a lot longer, so we're always going to be there for you.
So you bring out your trailer and put it in, right?
Yeah, we've got a really nice dedicated install trailer. We have all the materials and things we need to do the job. The trailer is also continues with our company's stance on sustainability and is solar powered.
That's called a segue, people.
I love it.
that's awesome.
So, Mike, the whole reason we're here is because we want to put a generator on your house and then put solar on your house, and that's it. We just want to, you know, we're here for you.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
And then fix the light like you did in my house to just extend my marriage for a lot longer. Hey, and a really good segue, and we talked about that your trailer is solar powered, mm-hmm. and when you get the opportunity, we don't get the opportunity that often, but to have Chuck Smith, who's the president of Current Electric, if there's somebody in this market, Southeast Wisconsin, that knows more about solar, I'd like to meet them because I haven't. Busy time for you guys. I just read that a place that I used to go to when I had a dog just went solar, and that's Central Bark in Wauwatosa.
Central Bark in Wauwatosa, yeah. Thank you, Christian and Kelly, for putting solar on their building so that Central Bark can be... No, even dogs get it. Even dogs get solar, you know?
You know, when our dog Abby was alive, every Saturday, she would go there. And she never got kicked out. She passed it. You know,
I got to tell you, those aren't just dogs. Those dogs have personalities, and they have to pass a test before they can go there.
They do. And you know what? She went every week, and she looked forward to going there. But when I go to pick her up, man, she's ready to come home. And the cool thing about taking her on Saturday, she's a pretty active dog. She would sleep the rest of Saturday and most of Sunday.
She was solarized.
Hey, that building, I know that building off State Street. Have you guys installed? Is it done?
Yeah, it's all installed. It's ready to go. It's connected to the sun right now.
Man, so there, first of all, how long of a process was that from the time they called to the time you installed?
Oh, that's a big commercial job. And sometimes those jobs, they take... So we work with a company on some of the bigger development jobs of Sunvest at times.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, they're doing another community that you need to see, which is the Red Fox Net Zero community in New Berlin, right off of Grange on Sunny
right
Slope.
Right up the block from here.
Right up the block. And we're doing all their homes with Tim O'Brien Homes, new homes.
How many homes will be there?
Oh, you would have to ask that.
Yeah, but that's that's a big area, baby.
Yeah, no, it's a big area. There's going to be several homes in there. Yeah. Yeah, and they're for sale. So,
hey, switching to solar energy, when people say, "Look, Chuck, how's that going to help my budget? I mean, how is that going to help us budget? Are we going to save money?" What do you tell them? Because I'm sure that's one of the first questions you get.
Well, one of the things is it locks in your electricity rate for the next, I say, 50 years, 25 years as the projects are guaranteed. We can get a up to 25 year warranty on the solar panels. But these solar panels, they've been running up in our out of the atmosphere, as a matter of fact, for 50 years or more. They just keep running. We've had very few problems with solar panels.
Have they, you know, in most of the things in the remodeling world, that you know the trends and they've improved, and the window is improved, you know, everything's improved. Do you see what you're working with? Is there been improvements within that the panels?
Yeah, the panels are very efficient now. They'll probably get a little bit more efficient. There's limitations as to how much they've improved, but solar has been around for about 50 years itself, and so the improvements are there. What's really happened is the price of the modules have come down to the point where it's affordable, and the longevity of the whole system seems to be just working great for us.
How'd you catch the solar bug, by the way? I mean, you got into this early, right?
Yeah, I got into it really early. I started out in the gas station business with my father, and I realized, you know, carbon might not be the best thing to be put in our atmosphere.
Right.
Whether you believe in global warming or not, putting carbon and mercury up in our, you know, atmosphere and down in our lakes is probably not the best thing.
Can't be a good thing.
Let's reduce the carbon footprint. How can we do that? One of the best ways was, I was looking at it at the time, was wind. Well, solar ended up being one of the least expensive ways of doing it. Matter of fact, even the power companies are realizing it's one of the least expensive ways to produce electricity.
How long ago, do you remember how long ago you put your first solar job in? Because you were there a lot earlier than there are some companies.
It's like 15, 18 years, 18 years ago.
Man.
Yeah, 18 years ago.
Hey, you know what? He's Chuck Smith. If you have any questions about generators, you talk to Kevin Hansen. If you have any questions about solar, Chuck Smith, he's your guy. Go to their Facebook page, Current Electric. Go to their website, CurrentElectricCO.com. CurrentElectricCompany.com. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on sports. Hey, before we go to a break, did we play Rush yet?
It's coming up next.
Yeah, because you know what? My co-host, Louis Wire, he'll never let me forget it if we don't.
He'll get his Rush song.
So he's going to get...
It's just good bumper music,
It's
people.
Good bumper music, and he's going to pick the song. He said just pick any song, but Jeff's not doing that. He's going to pick a specific song. This is the Milwaukee Neary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
See, that's good.
Welcome back. Welcome. That's Rush. Brought to you by Louis Wire from Carmel Builders. This is the Milwaukee Area Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver. We're talking Current Electric. Chuck Smith, he is the president of Current Electric. Kevin Hansen, electrician and generator manager. You guys were talking about monitoring from your iPhone, from your smartphone now.
Yep.
Can you explain that for me, please?
Sure. Both generators have the ability to monitor their status. You know, the generator is there to give you peace of mind for your home, and the monitoring is there to give you peace of mind when you're not at home, just to make sure things are going, and so does solar.
Yeah, what's cool about the solar monitoring, not only does it show your electrical usage, it'll then show when the sun comes up and then your usage, your power is getting all created by the sun. And what happens is a lot of people, they'll start watching their usage. Not a lot of people really know what's going on with their electric bill.
Correct.
So now you get a little bit more idea of what's going on with your electric bill so you can get rid of some of the other usage. You might even find, we've even found problems in people's homes because of seeing what's kicking in or not supposed to be kicking in when it is. You know, why is the air conditioner running in the middle of winter? That kind of thing.
You know, we ended the last segment about, you know, if I switch to solar, is that going to help my budget? And I think the second question to that is how soon do people notice a change?
Well, as soon as we get the system up and running, you'll start noticing that the power is being made by the sun, and so you'll no longer have to pay that on your electric bill.
That's awesome. Today would be a great day then for you. You love seeing the sun come up, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Huh? Yeah, don't
those,
we all?
Those four days of cloudy days. If you get 4 or 5 days of really cloudy overcast days, does that affect?
So when we're calculating how much the system's, because it's about a return on investment story, right?
Correct.
We want to figure out how much electricity this is going to produce over time. And so we calculate in Wisconsin, there's all kinds of national programs that we can look at to see in your weather pattern how much sun you're going to get in an average year. And we always make sure we build a system and tell the people that's going to produce more than that. So that's our goal.
Hey, I'm going to get back to generators because I've got a follow-up question for you as well, Kevin. You know, a lot of guys that listen to this show and friends of mine who think they can do all this stuff on their own. Mm-hmm. I don't think that. I know. Look, I called you guys to fix a switch, so I know my limitations. But, you know, it's important, I think, and we didn't talk about this, to have a certified technician install and maintain this, correct?
Yeah, you really want that. That protects you as the homeowner. One, you make sure that you get the product that is designed to do what it's going to need to do, that it gets installed up to code so that there's no issues going forward and that, you know, it gets maintained by somebody who's certified because we know the systems, we know what to look for to keep that thing going for you.
It also helps with the warranty. It'll keep the warranty up. Generac has They want to make sure that their products are properly taken care of.
And it helps with your home as well. The reality is, if you're touching electrical circuits in your home, you need to pull an electrical permit.
Right.
There's not a municipality in Wisconsin that doesn't have that. And that's, look, people can argue about the purpose and the value of a lot of the building codes that are out there. But the electrical codes are actually some of the best and most thought out codes that are out there, because they're almost all there to protect people. Because bad electrical causes fires. Point. End of story. That's the way it is. So,
yeah.
And when you're talking about generator work, you're tapping into the main panel, and you're not going to get a shock if you screw that up. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's going to happen. So don't get somebody who doesn't know what they're doing in there.
Right.
Get someone who knows what they're doing, who can service it and take care of it. Do not do it yourself when you're dealing with that sort of thing.
And Kevin, I have to believe that my wife and I and our family are about as common as you can be. And if we're talking about... if we've talked about it now for a while, the idea of having a generator put in, I've got to believe there's a lot of people out there listening right now that have had the same conversation and just maybe not have done anything about it.
Sure.
Perfect time to call you guys.
Absolutely.
What is the busy time for you? Is there, or is every season the same?
Things really do pick up in the summer and in the fall, but we do install these things year-round. You know, limitations are just like if a big snowstorm comes through, but we really can put these in any time of the year.
So here's what you need to do. Go on their website or give them a call and ask for Kevin. Say, hey, I need to, you heard Kevin Hansen on the radio. I just have some questions about having a generator put in. Phone number is 262-786-5885. 262-786-5885. Remember, these guys were voted number one best electrician, Shepherd Express, best in Milwaukee for 2017. So this would be the company that you would want to call. Business-wise on solar, never been better?
Solar is great for us. It's growing. We're doing larger projects. We've been doing work for the different nations, which is a lot of fun, getting to meet the Oneidas, the Sagagin, and now the Ho-Chunk.
Wow.
And so that's throughout Wisconsin. We'll follow them for bigger projects. But right here in Milwaukee, we've been in the southeast Wisconsin, we've been putting solar. If you see solar panels and it's a good quality job, it's probably our fingerprints are on it. We install for other developers, but you can call us direct as well.
Do you, I don't know how much competition is in that for you guys, but if statewide, you're kind of the go-to company right now, obviously.
Yeah, we are the go-to company
right.
for Southeast Wisconsin for sure, and then statewide, we love the bigger projects, and our guys really like to, you know, it was fun working up at Mole Lake, Wisconsin for all winter long. We install solar all year long, so we're up there when the snow is trying to get the snow off the roof to put the solar on.
Guys, if you could see the smile that Chuck Smith has when we talk about solar. It's something that is a pure passion.
I'm really proud of our team. We've got one of the best solar teams, and we're the people to call, definitely.
You know, Mike, I've got a question for Chuck and Kevin, which is a question we get from a lot of our clients is, when I'm doing a large remodeling project, is this a good time to put a generator in, to put solar in? Is there a benefit to kind of planning it in part with that whole project, or is it something that's standalone?
There's always a great time to plan. It's interesting because when we're, you know, I'm sure you know too, when we're really busy, which usually I say from Summerfest to Thanksgiving, sometimes it's going to take a little while for us to get out there. But great time to plan, and if you can wait, we can probably really make sure we take care of you during the off season, which is more of our spring, fall, and winter.
If somebody's having a new roof put on, right? Does that matter to you guys, or is that the best time? If you're like, look, I need to get a new roof, and I've always thought about solar. Is that the best time to have it done, or does that not?
Yeah, that's a great time to look at it, and it's also sometimes we'll look at somebody's roof and say, you know, you should really put on a new roof before we put the solar on, because the solar is going to last, you know, warranted for 20, 25 years. Probably last for 50. Your roof isn't probably going to last that long. You know, now they're getting better, but yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, put a good roof on is part of it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we only got a couple minutes left. Lewis, big month, man.
Yeah, a lot
home
of
remodeling
stuff.
Month is May, and there's a lot of good stuff going on with Nary Milwaukee.
It is National Remodeling Month, so anyone who is thinking about remodeling, just like Chuck and Kevin, you know, everyone's getting busy. Now is the time to be planning on it if you're thinking to do it this year. So got 4 straight days of events at Nary Milwaukee. Thursday, May 17th from 5 to 7 p.m., we've got our Get to Know Nary Milwaukee, which is really for prospective members, people who want to join. And like we talked about before, any company, if you're interested, come on by. It's at our offices, which is on Dearborn Avenue in Wauwatosa. You can visit narymilwaukee.org to get more information on that. It's just a really great way to see what the organization is about. Then the following night, the 18th, we've got our Aurora Cancer House Soiree, which we've talked about at length with great food.
But you know what we didn't talk about real quick was the seafood display. What is a red snapper shooter? I don't know what that is, man. I'm going to try it, though.
I'm sure
you will.
I'm
going to try it. Yeah.
You know,
crab cakes. Crab cake. No, it's a food.
It's a
red snapper shooter.
It's a fish shot.
Crab
cakes.
They've got chilled shrimp. So that seafood display will be something.
It's going to be great. It is a really, really cool event. Tickets are $150. It is absolutely worth it because that money goes to Aurora and their absolutely fantastic cancer program. They're doing great things there.
And the house is incredible.
You know that.
On Pewaukee Lake. Yeah. And it's 5,200 square feet. Get to walk through, take a look at the work that was done, and raise some money for just a really good cause, Aurora Cancer Care. And then the tour of remodel homes.
Tour of remodel homes the next day, Milwaukee, 19th and 20th.
MilwaukeeNary.org. The map's up. So they you can go there right now and plan your 2 days, MilwaukeeNary.org. Chuck Smith, Kevin Hansen, guys, thank you.
I live on Pewaukee Lake, so I'm going to boat over. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll go to his house for, you know, a pregame party. We'll do a little tailgating.
I can put my boat on there, too.
There we go. We'll have a little flotilla.
Hey, you know what? Anybody want to throw in a couple $100 and maybe Chuck will take you over on his boat. Guys, thank you so much again. Chuck Smith, Kevin Hansen, Current Electric Boys, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day. This is the Milwaukee Nary Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.